Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Board of Supervisors member Jack Seward Jr. about some of his concerns he had at the most recent solar meeting.
So, Jack, you were at the meeting yesterday for the solar meeting over at Mar Park. You raised some concerns about this project. What were those concerns that you had about this solar project going in?
There were four basic things that most people in the community talk about. And I just thought I'd break the ice last night and get them out in the open. First one was the tax situation. You know, it was kind of famous a few years ago when Mid-America was touting how many millions of dollars they were spending on wind turbines. And the question was asked, well, how much of that money is actual money from Mid-America and how much of it is tax money or subsidized? And they admitted that it was all subsidized. So basically it was all tax money going in. So that was my question last night. They're talking about how much money they're going to put into this project in Washington County. And I wanted to know how much of it was going to be subsidized with tax money or tax credits or offsets. So that was one thing I wanted to know. Second thing I wanted to know was about environmental things. What kind of rare earth or heavy metals or something like that went into these things? I know that solar panels are encased in glass, and it's not a problem while they're up and working. But the problem is, and I think we have to think about that, is in the future, when it's reached the end of its useful life, they're going to have to go somewhere. And are they going to be recycled? Can they be safely recycled, or are they just going to be buried someplace? So that was my question. The other part of it was a concern about, are these products and pieces, parts and pieces, going to be coming from China, or are they going to be American-made stuff, the way the situation is in the world right now, and how much trust we have in the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party. It would be a good deal to stay as far away from them as possible, and it would also help our own economy in the United States if we could have United States-sourced products. I might have had one more question, but anyway, those are the main things. And I've heard those things been talked about over coffee around the county, and I just thought I'd bring them up.
So you're talking about hearing these over coffee. You're talking to, obviously, your constituents. Have the people that you talk to, do they seem generally in favor of it? Do they appear against it, or are they just indifferent?
Well, I think for the most part, they're a little bit indifferent because, on the one hand, most of them believe that a person should be able to do with his own property what he wants to do, and without any interference from government. The other side of that is that a lot of times what you do with your property may have an effect on your neighbors. And so there is that kind of a give and take, plus and a minus. They all say that they would much prefer a solar-type project over a wind turbine-type project because it's much less intrusive to everybody in the neighborhood. But then the question also is, along with, you know, how many wind turbines is going to be enough finally? How much alternative solar energy is going to be enough finally? And we should be looking into possibly nuclear power, because nuclear is the cleanest source. It's proven to be safe and it's throttleable. In other words, it works when the sun's not shining and it works when the wind's not blowing. If we rely too heavily on one sector or another, then we're leaving ourselves vulnerable in the other sector. I don't want to be in a position of California that has all sorts of alternative energy, and then they have to come and say, well, you know, don't charge your car because we're having brownouts. We can't handle it. It's just not going to be feasible to do too much in one sector and leave the other sectors open.
Okay, last question. Do you feel like the representatives at the meeting for the solar project did an adequate job of addressing where the funding is coming from for it?
No, I don't think they did. Ask them a couple of questions, and, you know, some of it is going to be dependent on, they're going to have to do a little more questioning and have to get back to it. That's going to come later. They also is going to come a better understanding of the tax situation. They said that there are production tax credits and there are investment tax credits that are involved, and it's kind of a fluid situation right now. They haven't really spent any money on it yet. So that remains to be seen, but it's still something that I would like to better understand.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Board of Supervisors member Jack Seward Jr. And we were talking about some of the concerns he raised at the recent meeting to discuss the Goldfinch Solar Project. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards with KCII News.